What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to Identify You Podcast. I am Shakira, your hostess with the mostest, and I'm super excited to have you all here yet again. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that everybody is blessed and well, okay? You guys, today is our part three to our Identify Her Challenge, and I am... You're going to guess it. Super excited about today's episode. But seriously, you guys, this topic is like so near and dear to my heart because I have battled with this for, you know, a very long time. And I'm just so grateful that God continues to reveal himself to me and he continues to speak to me. And even when I'm like battling things internally, he reminds me of who I am and whose I am. So by the end of today's episode, I pray that you are able to affirm yourself and identify who you are and whose you are. So let's get right into it. Our song on today's playlist is Beautiful by Molly Music. Oh my gosh. Such a beautiful song, such a beautiful voice. Like, his voice is amazing. I love that song. If you want the playlist, girl, go to Instagram. Go to @lifeissosincere on Instagram and you can join the Identify Her broadcast channel there. So you all, today is titled Created on Purpose for Purpose. Okay, we're going to get straight into today's reading of the word, which comes from Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10 reads, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." I always take like a big sigh after I read the word because I want to just process it. I want to like make sure I am hearing what God is speaking. And y'all, I have 3 points that I want to discuss with you on today. And first things first is God wants your faithfulness, not just your works. When we read that, it's easy to be like, okay, God created me. He has good works for me to do, and I need to get to it. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold your horses, okay? God wants your faithfulness before he wants your works. He doesn't just want to use you, sis. He wants you to be committed and submitted to him. He wants a deep relationship with you, right? Salvation is not something that we can earn at all because it's through God's unmerited grace, okay? It's a free gift. We like free, don't we? Don't we like free gifts? This is like the best free gift that anybody could ever give. And in response to that gift, when you get a gift, like, are you not like overly excited? Not, maybe not overly, because not everybody's love language is gifts, but like you feel like, oh, you thought about me. How sweet, right? And if it's a gift that you really, really love, then you may be like overly excited. And our response to the free gift of salvation should be gratitude. I always talk about having the attitude of gratitude. And I even created a gratitude journal, shameless plug, okay? And y'all, gratitude is so important. I always take a moment out of my day to acknowledge what I am truly grateful for, because we can get so caught up in the things that we want or the things that haven't happened and miss the opportunity to truly express gratitude. And the salvation that we receive from God, like, that is such a great gift. And I'm so grateful that he thought of me, a hot mess me, you know, and we should praise God and we should have joyful hearts. And when you understand that God wants your faithfulness, you understand that, like, okay, it ain't about the hustle and bustle of life. It's about, how was I praising God today? How did I show gratitude? Have I read my word today? Have I talked to him about how I'm feeling today? Did I acknowledge him for who he is? Right? And I think that that's just so important. And for me, that has really, really helped, because y'all talk about it all the time. Like, I've always known God. I came to know God at a very early age. But throughout the course of my life, like the works kind of got in the way of our relationship. Like I was, you know, striving to do things for God and our relationship was lacking. So just think about it. Like I always say, we go back to like, you know, relationships that you may have, romantic, platonic, or familial relationships. Think about it. I'm gonna just use for me. Like, I don't want my kids to do anything for me. Like, I just want them to love me for me and appreciate who I am, right? Those are my kids. I'm their mother. Same thing with God. He is our Father. He's our mother. He's our King of Kings. He's everything. So he doesn't want us to do. He just wants us to be appreciative for what he's already done. And I hope that makes sense. So point number two that I wanted to discuss with y'all is, out of gratitude for this free gift, we should also seek to help and serve others with kindness, love, and gentleness, right? We are here to love your neighbor as you love yourselves. We see that in the Ten Commandments. We see that in the Bible repeatedly. Y'all get what I'm saying, but we are truly here to serve. And a lot of people, you know, I hear people saying, oh, I can't wait to be married, or I can't wait to have kids, or I can't wait for that, or I can't wait for this new job promotion. And it's always like something that you're waiting for or something that you truly desire in a relationship style. And what we don't realize is, if you're not ready to serve or you don't have a servant's heart, then you're truly not ready for any of those things. Because being a mother, you want to have kids, that's serving, baby, okay? You want to be married, you want to have a husband or you want to have a wife, that's serving. You want a new job promotion, you want a new title to your name, that's serving the mission to the company or the brand, whatever. So we have to have a servitude heart. We have to be willing to serve others with kindness, not serving others for your own benefit, right? Not serving others out of your own brokenness and the need to feel seen, or you want people to basically make an idol out of you. That's not why we're serving. You want to serve with kindness, with love and gentleness, and ultimately pointing people back to Jesus, because that is the life mission, right? We should be so light and so bright in this world that people should see the Jesus in us. That's so good. That is so good. We are to be the light of this world. There's enough darkness. We should be the light that people see Jesus in us. And that brings me to point number three, which is to build up the church. That is what we are called to do. And if you're wondering, what is the church? Not a physical building. No, we're not going to lay brick by brick in that way. The church is the body, the people, me, you, him, her. The church is God's people, God's children. We are not just saved for our own benefit. We didn't just receive the gift of salvation for our own benefits, but to serve Christ and to build up the church. And there's different ways that you can build up the church, and that's according to your gifts and the things that God has blessed you with and the assignment that he has given you, because we each have our own assignment, which is the purpose of your life. And I know that's such a word that like people get so caught up on, like, oh, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? What's my purpose? But in order to truly understand your purpose, you got to have a relationship with the creator, the source, the one who has given you that purpose. And it'll become clear to you. It'll unfold. You'll realize like, oh, this wasn't by happenstance that I went through that, or that I had that job, or that I did this. Like, you'll begin to understand that God took you through everything that you needed to go through to get you to the point where you are now or where you are going. And that's why I love today's message and verse of the day so much, because we were created on purpose for purpose. God knew. What he wanted you for. He knew how he wanted to use your life. And again, I can't stress this enough. I'm going to always talk about it. you got to have a relationship with a person to understand. I think about for a marriage, when you become yoked with someone and you commit to doing life with that person, you got to understand the purpose of this marriage. You got to understand the mission of y'all's marriage. And yes, I say mission because I feel like every family should have a mission. What are we working towards? Because marriage, is, and this is a whole other topic, but I'm going to just say it. We're going to talk about it more one day. But marriage is not just for the purpose of you and to be, oh, lovey-dovey and walk in the park and all that. It is to build the kingdom. It is to build the church. So we have to know that everything that we do, everything that we are, we were created on purpose for purpose. So just think about it. And I have a journal prompt for my girlies who are in the Identify Her Challenge, that is the broadcast channel on Instagram. So if you're not there, go there right now. Pause right here and go on Instagram to @lifeissosincere. And you'll see right there in my bio to join the broadcast channel. And there I put journal prompts every single day because the point is to get us thinking. I want you to think, okay? I want you to get in community. Okay, I want you to hear from God. That's why we have our verse of the day. That's why it's important to do your reading, to pray, to ask God to speak to you, because your purpose will begin to be revealed to you. And I think that that's so important to know, understand, and continue to work towards. And for me, y'all, it's been a journey. I have been on this journey for a while and I'm grateful for the journey. But in those moments where I feel frustrated or I feel like I don't understand, I can bring it to God. I can cast my worries, cast my cares onto Him, and I can talk to God. And I'm like, Lord, I don't understand what you want from me in this season. Because every season changes too with your purpose. You got to know that you're not going to be doing the same task in every season for your purpose, but everything makes sense and it's all going to come together. And that's the journey. That's a part of it, is the unfolding of it. So I'm just so grateful. I give all glory to God. And I want to go ahead and get into my Dear You letter today, because y'all know that's my favorite part of the show. And it just really brings healing and clarity and releases emotion when we journal and we write these letters to ourselves or to God. So let's get into it. Okay. Dear you, you are God's masterpiece, sculpted with purpose and destined for greatness. Embrace His plan for you with open arms, knowing that each step is guided by divine intervention. Let your life be a canvas of good works, painting the world with love and grace. With purposeful steps, me. So that is our Dear You letter. And I just thank God. I thank God that He continues to speak to me. He continues to heal me and point me in a direction that I need to go every single day. Because baby, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. And I know that, you know, there's a lot of women out there who are trying to figure it out and they are on this journey, on this path. So I pray that, you know, these episodes and these challenges are really helping you to just go deeper with your relationship with God. So identify you, identify her. Our affirmation today is, I am God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. That is your affirmation. And I pray that it blesses you. I actually have a couple things that I wanted to pray about for today's episode, because these are things that I hear often from ladies that I'm coaching, praying with, mentoring, etc. And we're just going to get into the posture of prayer. So if you're driving, do not close your eyes. But if you are, you know, in a space where you can just bring yourself into the posture of prayer so that we can come before the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, Father God, we just thank you. We honor you. We thank you for who you are, our Abba Father. You are our King. You are our peace. You are our refuge. You are all we need. You are all we want. And Father, right now, we come before you to confess that there has been moments where we have not fully walked into who we are, not fully received the purpose of our life. Father, we confess that we have done things that we're not proud of. And Father God, we just thank you that you're so merciful. You're so forgiving. You're so loving. You're so kind that you thought about us. And you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sin and to bring us back into reconciliation with you. And right now, Father, I want to pray for specific things for the women who are either completing this challenge in real time or that will see this message and complete the challenge, or for anyone that may be experiencing these things. They were placed on my heart and I want to bring them before you, Lord. Right now, Father God, I come to you about the spirit of confusion, lacking clarity. There's women all around the world who may be confused right now in this moment. They may not know where they're going or what they're doing. They may feel lost. They may feel like there's a sense of something missing. They just can't pinpoint it. Father, right now, I come to you with the spirit of confusion and I ask that you help them put their minds at ease. You guide them, direct them. You lead their paths, Lord God. You make their crooked path straight, Lord God. I ask that you give clarity, Lord Jesus. Give them a fresh revelation or remind them of a revelation that you've already given them in the past, Lord God. I come right now about gifts that may be stored up for ourselves, or meaning that there's some women who may not be sharing the gifts that you've deposited to her. She may be in isolation and not wanting to serve others, Lord God, because of past hurt. And rightfully so, her emotions matter. But we want to address those emotions. We want to heal from those things so that we can fully walk into our purpose and we can serve with joy, with love and peace. And Lord God, I ask that you just help her right now. I ask that you comfort her. I ask that you give her a sense of knowing that what you deposit into her is for her, that she has those gifts for a reason. Lord God, that you have called her to this purpose. You created her for this purpose. I pray that you will help her to release those gifts to others who you have assigned to her, Lord God. There are people waiting on her to walk fully and boldly and confidently into who she is. And Father God, I ask that you help her with her confidence, Lord God. We're praying for the lack of confidence in women, Lord God. There are some women who are not sure of themselves. They hold back because they don't have the confidence. They are looking at other women because they see the confidence in those women and they desire that confidence. Father God, I ask that you help women who are self-sabotaging, the women who are, you know, discrediting themselves and not seeing themselves the way you see them. Father God, I dismiss all of these lack mentalities, these spirits of confusion. Right now, I rebuke them, Lord God, and I declare and decree that women will be found. They will identify who they are and whose they are in Christ Jesus. Father God, I ask that you do it right now. You move on their behalf, Lord God. Do what only you can do, Father God. And I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. So, y'all, like I said, I hope this has blessed you today. Let's stay connected. Please, if you have not already, subscribe to YouTube at I Am Shakira TV. You all, we are on a mission right now. We have a goal this month, in the month of March, if you listen to it in current time, we want to get 500 women. I don't like to call them subs. We want to get 500 women connected. So go over to YouTube, I Am Shakira TV, and subscribe to the channel, okay? And make sure you put the post notification bell on so you can be notified every time we release new content. If you are listening via podcast, Apple Podcasts, please do leave a review. Leave a 5-star review. and just let us know how you like the show. It is really helpful to listen to the audio version. So thank you so much if you have taken the time to do so. And lastly, go over to Instagram, you all. Follow me on Instagram at I Am Shakira TV. Okay. And you can also connect at Life Is So Sincere. Okay. I want to thank you all again for being a part of this community. If you are a faith slayer, hey girl, y'all already know. As always, we walk by faith and slay, plus pray each and every day because God, He will make a way. I love you guys so much, and I will see you tomorrow.